cliffcentral.com.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab show. My name is Liz Ogumbo Regis for your host, and thank you for tuning in to Fashion Lab once again. Now, on today's show, we are continuing our conversation on a part two series, which was strictly around the social commerce, the e-commerce when you look at fashion retail. And I believe that, and I feel strongly that this is a topic we'll never really be able to finish talking about, especially in this era of digital living. Now, last week we had FYI Online, which is one of the fastest growing social commerce platforms in Africa today. And we had a few silence moments on the show, which actually influenced the urgent need for a part two of this series. So consumer to consumer is where the retail industry is relocating to at a very fast pace. And we have a special guest who will be joining us today to dissect the social slash e-commerce trends within the fashion retail space today. And, you know, we'll also see what he's doing with his platforms. Now, last week, my emphasis was actually to convert your browser into your consumer. This week, I'm actually even more towards how to convert today's clicks into today's sales. So before we plug in our special guest, we're joined by our New York partner, Edgy Benson, who also runs Anyway New York, which is a fashion services company based in New York that sources services to fashion brands and fashion houses. Welcome to the show, Edgy.
Thank you, Liz. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. My gosh, did you have some coffee this morning? You sound like I need to DHL you or Express. I'm sure there's going to be an app that can express coffee from here to you in a few minutes. But you sound like you need coffee, Edgy. How are you?
I'm fine. It's just it's early, and I've been working late. just fashion work, you know?
Yes, I know. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. What are you wearing today?
Today I'm wearing a really cool one of my favorite jackets. Really, it's a tweed. I know we're not talking tweed today.
Yes, someone's wearing today. Tweed today because we were wearing tweed last week. Nice, very nice.
Yes, I'm wearing a tweed jacket and skinnies, of course.
Gosh, I'm so tired of asking you what you're wearing on the lower. So what I'll be doing, I'll be asking you, what are you wearing on the top? And then I'll complete your look by adding on what I know you're wearing on the bottom. But anyway, send us a picture. We'd love to also see you. Send us the real picture. Not what you were wearing yesterday. So I'm wearing a beautiful cold neck maxi from my Liz Ogumbo collection, my winter, which is actually in stores now for those who like this look. I'll actually make sure I post this. If you like the look, get it at the space in Cavendish or Canal Walk or Bay West or Mall of Africa or Woodlands. But it's a beautiful, simple maxi. It's a bit not really chilly as I expected, but I'm just feeling I'm feeling very, very relaxed and after my wine experience a few days ago. So yes, this is me. Now, welcome to the show, Edgy. And for those who are tuned in, we are also joined by our fashion expert, designer and product developer at Mario Batista. Her name is Francisca Marzilli, and she's also going to be contributing, sharing some of her insights with us again today, also with a specific focus on what's happening in her side of the hood, which is the European fashion market. And obviously, she's based in Lisbon, but welcome to the show, Francisca.
Hello, Liz. Good afternoon.
Yeah,
hello, Edgy.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
For me, today is the fifth coffee and the last one, I guess.
You sound completely opposite from what Edgy sounds like, so we can believe that. He hasn't had coffee, you've had coffee. But welcome to the show, Francisca. Thank you for joining us again. What are you wearing and what's inspiring your look? Who made your clothes, actually?
Today my look is inspired to the rainy weather is in Lisbon, because it's raining since yesterday without interruption, and then to go out today I choose riding boots and trench coat with the skinny trousers and a t-shirt.
You and Edgy are sounding like we'll call you Camp Fran and Edgy. I will come up with a subject or a name for you guys, a title called the Fran Edgy Camp. which is always the skinnies on the bottom, something always something. But anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. It's nice to be here again to finish what we started last week. Now, for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, I've got my favorite segment at the end of the show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? And this is what we call our red glass of wine because it actually helps us unwind after our heavy conversation. So feel free to share with us. Keep your tweets coming at Fashion Lab AF. On Instagram and Facebook, we're at Fashion Lab Africa. And just share your thoughts with us around this topic. Now, allow me to introduce our special guest who's joining us. His name is Sid Hassan, and he's the CEO of a new revolutionary fashion app called Mespoke. Now, Sid is a product and marketing visionary. He saw the demise of B2B, which is business to business, in traditional retail coming long way before it did. And he's filled the trademark for the word Mespoke and patent application, which keeps the retailer data, which is your input, optional while your brand data application is required. So through Mespoke, Sid wants to help retailers and brands move to a C2C paradigm, and I think no better time to actually have him plug in today and share with us his insights around this e-commerce, social commerce conversation. Now, Sid, we're just going to check if he's here with us. Okay, well, while we are waiting, it's interesting for you guys to share with us what you think. Last week, like I said, it was a very interesting conversation. And while we wait for Sid and the rest of my crew, it would just be nice to maybe take a quick break. And we'll be right back after the break.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Thank you for joining us again. This is the Fashion Lab radio show. This is where we dissect the business behind fashion in Africa. And we just want to make sure that we move ahead and we keep up and we smile to the bank because that is the bottom line. Now, we are joined by our special guest who I just introduced. Goes by the name of Sid Hassan, who is the brain behind the new revolutionary fashion app called Mespoke. Sid, welcome to the show.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. And before we move further, what are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Well, it's actually it's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States right now. So I am in basically my pajamas. I have a morning routine where I take my son to school. So right now I'm very, very casual.
Well, thank you for joining us, and as we continue, we will just kind of pick your brain on what's really going on your side of the hood when it comes to this conversations we are having here. Now, before we move further, Sid, could you just share a brief background of why you felt the need to set up Mespoke, just a bit of what the app actually, what the functions of the app are, what value you feel it's fulfilling, especially within the global retail value chain, and then we can go in deeper.
Sure. Many years ago, Liz, when I was living in Silicon Valley, I lived next door to a professional athlete who kind of put something in my mind that that we're all walking billboards for the brands we love and admire. So we basically took this gentleman's use case, and I told a few close friends that what if I could answer, who is that by? Where did you get it? And how can I, using the advancements of mobile computing or a mobile phone? So we came up with this approach called metadata, where we embed the answers to three pieces of those three questions, Liz. Mm-hmm. So what we did is, when every piece of content is uploaded to our site, and that's an iOS app that you can download from Apple, we ask users, Liz, for a category. So let's say hypothetically they say, I am wearing men's jeans, and then we ask them for a brand. Let's say it's Levi's. We take those pieces of information plus where you can get it, and we attach it forever as metadata. Metadata, Liz, is a very fancy word for data upon data. So we basically add data to the data, and we store it. So you never need to ask the very fashionable Edgy Benson, you know, where did you get those boots or those denim, right? Because, look, Edgy Benson has got other very important things to do. But what we did want to do is to let Edgy Benson speak for himself without ever uttering a word, using the advancements of technology. And then we said, look, your last name does not have to be Kardashian or Jordan or Lionel Messi, because we are all inspiring people to stylize and to show the world a pathway where they don't have to ask Edgy every time he wears those very cool denim and boots where he got them from. Then we said if we could complete the circle by giving him loyalty points back for affecting a purchase or stylizing or accessorizing people in Fashion District of New York, then Edgy, in a way, was influential to that sale.
So one would ask, Sid, you know, why misspoke, yes, when there are so many other platforms to consume through socially or electronically, such as our e-commerce, sure, giant Amazon? What would you say, sure, I mean, so it's like you say, so is this like a photo that has, like, you literally click on the photo and everything pops up? And then what makes it so different from logging onto Amazon and actually just filling up your shopping cart, knowing that you know what you want to do with?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, look, I mean, Amazon is, Mr. Bezos did $16.3 billion in commoditized fashion last year. There's no doubt there is a reason why he is the number two retailer in the United States, and he soon will be number one. Liz, we want to be a part of the future around three simple things. We are not worried about strollers or your dog's walking chain or last night's spaghetti dinner. We want to change the supply chain for how brands like Inui or Dolce & Gabbana leave Italy and arrive at Edgy Benson's house. So we want to just be around garments, accessories, and cosmetics. And we believe our gamification and psychological value back to our users is could present a very interesting alternative, right? Where Instagram and other people are saying, look, if you're an influencer and you're very, very pretty and we like how your lipstick looks, we will approve your content. And every time Liz buys the lipstick, we will give Miss Kardashian $1 on every $10. We think that's not sustainable, Liz, and we think Amazon is wonderful, but it is not specific to fashion. Again, garments, accessories, and cosmetics.
Mm-hmm. Francisca is here with us. She's a fashion expert from Europe. And then
Hi, Sid.
How are you, Francesca?
Fine, thank you. I'm listening. I'm so interested in everything you say. I'm a new... I'm a new one
in the squad.
Misspoke. I downloaded today the application.
Where are you based, Francesca?
In Lisbon.
Oh, Lisbon. Okay. Portugal. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
So what I would like to do, Francesca, is I would like to, first of all, just based on just some of the information Sid has actually shared with us around why Misspoke is here today. is just to get your feedback, I mean, to get some of your insights around, you are based in Europe, you deal and play in that European market space. Do you feel that the consumer within that space has actually adapted and is ready for apps like Misspoke?
It's just a matter of knowledge and to develop a bit of trust, a bit of confidence. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's going to be gradual, but not so much gradual. It's going to be immediate. Knowing that, entering, downloading the application, I guess it will be immediate because it's it has a lot of advantages. The access is immediate. So why don't?
So, Sid, just before we go to Edgy as well, what would you say is your target market? Do you have a specific sort of...
Yes.
So let's talk about your... Sure. Let's talk about whoever's gravitating, this person gravitating towards the Misspoke.
Sure. So Liz, we're asked this often because we're talking to advisors and finance people. And I often hear, and Francesca, this may speak well to what you just alluded to, that apps and platforms like MeSpoke often reach an audience that is 16 to 24-year-old young ladies, primarily in the U.S. and metropolitan cities. That is the data that is out there. Yeah. I always go back and tell our advisors that, look, I am very, very confident that we have built a community that will be that will reach 25 to 55-year-old working professionals that love the way they look. Again, what I'm not foolish and I'm not myopic. What I'm saying is 25 to 55-year-old working professionals in any rung of socioeconomics. So whether you wear H&M or you wear Topshop or you're shopping at Selfridges or you're shopping at Harrods, right? You still love the way you look. The gentleman or the young woman that is walking in front of my house right now, going to his office, wearing, I'm looking at a gentleman now. He's wearing Converse, slacks, a button-up shirt. He has a backpack on. This gentleman in front of me right now loves the way he looks.
Yeah.
Someone throughout his day is going to say, God, hypothetically, Michael, I absolutely had no idea I can wear this tie with a pair of denims and Converse and make it look this good. So thank you for letting me stylize and accessorize. Now, look, I didn't say anything about was that silk tie Hermes or was it Dolce Gabbana or was it Top Man. I didn't say anything. All I said is this gentleman helped me stylize and accessorize. What if I gave him the loyalty points for doing that and he could turn those points into cash to shop at Top Man again? That's a pretty powerful scenario.
So I want to, Edgy, I just want to roll over to you for a minute. Now, you obviously are setting up the NUE website right now and you're getting ready to get the consumers to really like flock in. And you know, and get your business going on that level. Have you considered working with? Are you even working with MeSpoke? Have you thought? I mean, have you guys connected and maybe added in some of the elements that could actually elevate your process to a whole new level as well?
Through MeSpoke. For me, it is. Sorry, I think it is our connection with MeSpoke that actually made me want us to have him on the show and talk to, let African designers hear what's going on too, because we are going to work with him. We've agreed a deal to work together. So MeSpoke will be a part of our store, like a big integral part of what we do. I think the C2C dynamic of it, like how, because I don't know how much influence I would have in the future, in front of me, in terms of directing traffic to me. So if the traffic can self-direct through MeSpoke, you know, where the consumers are just influencing each other and coming to me, or I have a community of customers that are with me and can interact among themselves and can influence each other, I feel that is so huge, you know. So that was the very – seeing all of those benefits, and also I demonstrated it and he demonstrated it with us. And I went home and I started working on it myself. And I found the benefits of it just so amazing. And I thought, wow, it would be fantastic to have him talk with us also.
Okay, go ahead.
Edgy and Liz, may I add something there? Liz, if it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Edgy, no, I love the way you framed it, Edgy, and I think, Francesco, you'll enjoy this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Envision a day and age where the designer is only worried about the beautiful garments they need to make for myself and my wife to wear. What if you could design, manufacture, and you knew that there was a new, brand new supply chain that reached your ideal consumer? And your ideal consumer and their friends influenced the sale by saying, my God, I didn't know you could wear those Inui blouses with crop shorts. So think about this for a second. From the outside, it looked nothing to do with that. He designed an incredibly gorgeous blouse. His ideal consumer in New York City posted a picture with Where did she get it? Who is it by? How can I get it embedded into the photo? Her friend or his friend said, "My God, I had no idea that Inui blouse looks that lovely with denim. Not only does it help me stylize my outfit for tonight, but I have to have it." The sales agent of today on the Harrods sales floor is replaced by organic and authentic people that love Inui. They become Edgy's sales agents. There are 1.9 billion images uploaded to social media a day. We have just taken the selfie that the kids call or user-generated content, and we've taken it to the next level. Sorry, I digress.
Yeah, okay.
Just to go back to what I was saying, I think these were the qualities that we wanted. These were the reasons why we felt it was compelling to have Miss Cook be a part of our dashboard on our website, and also for this conversation to happen on our program, so that people can see that going forward, the customer is a huge part of why they buy. Just not because I advertise, not because I make the best clothes, just because I'm able to put my customers together and they can interact and influence themselves towards me, you know?
That's very clever. That's very clever. Sid, I want to just come back to you for a quick one. Now, so what type of criteria, first of all, how many brands averagely are you connected, is Misspoke connected to? And what is the process? Who decides? Does Misspoke decide that actually that's a brand worth connecting with, or does the brand actually come to Misspoke and say, we need to connect?
Sure. So right now, to kind of validate our proof of concept, Liz, we built a catalog of 1,700 brands and retailers, if you will, between Target and Harrods. So what we did is our team hand-selected brands and retailers we thought would be influential to us validating this new model of the future. So that's what we have. We get on average, Liz, on our .com, which is Misspoke.com, we get on average 10 to 25 requests to be added to our catalog a week. Now, where we are is version 1. Which we are in a very embryonic state. Mm-hmm. In the next version, Liz, Francesca, and Edgy, we will incorporate some new technology that allows us to pull in Inui's catalog, Hermes's catalog, and Lolita Lempicka's catalog, and then transact on Misspoke. So in the next version, we will add certain functionality that allows you to transact on Misspoke. Then we will be relying on technology out of New York City that pulls in a fashion catalog for us. If that makes sense, Liz. Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. You know, like okay. So Francesca, let me give you the floor for a minute. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a question to Sid.
Sure.
About talking about support and about an evolution of this application, how do you imagine the developing blockchain and Bitcoin and drones technology? Are you already thinking about this? Are you working on this, or still is something that doesn't touch you?
Francesca, I'm pleased to hear the term blockchain this very early morning in my day. So I appreciate that.
Talking about a new horizon confidence and trust, we cannot miss it.
Yeah. Those are not items that are core to our DNA, Francesca. What we are after, from a currency standpoint, is that I believe that social capital, meaning how valuable you are to your society in Lisbon, Francesca, I believe that is a value. And I will convert social capital to a currency, which is loyalty points. But no direct, you know, we're not thinking about Bitcoin or blockchain or drones, right? We're laser focused on creating a new sales channel, brand based loyalty for everyday consumers of the brands they love.
You know, as we're talking, Sid, first of all, it's just interesting to know that obviously to know and to agree that the markets are going to adapt at different paces. So I know that obviously Africa is going to adapt later than the European market, than the American market, because obviously, again, it's back to consumer behavior online and, you know, just the loyalty and just consumer behavior. You know, Africa is coming. We are coming, but it's still not, we are not on the same level. How do you, or first of all, have you considered sort of, I don't know how you're going to do it, but have you thought about the different markets and how you're going to maybe slightly bring in some sort of different element just to also cater for specific markets to make it not just... So, for example, I'm Liz. I am a Kenyan girl who lives in South Africa. I've got a... I'm stylish. I love fashion as well. I love style. However, I'm not... Like, you might have a photo app of, say, Beyonce, but that's not my style. But I'm stylish too, and she's stylish, but it's different. But there's an element of style that I'm looking for urgently, and I need, because that's what represents me. But then Beyonce's is not really it. But then all of these faces I'm seeing, or maybe 80% of them, are nice, but they're just not for me.
Yeah, they don't speak
for you. How do you adapt, or have you how are you going to work? How are you going to work this so that it actually makes sense to every person? Somebody is sitting in India who's saying, I like this, but I always make sure, I always want this little gold chain thing happening here. And someone sitting in Japan is saying, I love it, but, you know, so as much as globalization is here, and as much as fashion is fashion, and you know, and we wear the same things all over the world, I think there's still some sort of differentiating factors that still set us apart and make us feel like...
Sid, I wanted to see if I could add to what Liz was saying from an African perspective in a sense, so that you can all address it all together. I was going to tell Liz that my understanding of her question was that If Liz knows her brand, right? That was my understanding of Mispo. If Liz knows the brands that she likes and she chooses those brands on her app, on Mispo app, for instance, she'll be able to access the kinds of clothes that the kinds of stuff that she likes when she goes on Mispo.
AJ, before you finish, just in case. Mispoke's app is full of brands that are not the brands that I'm looking for. You understand? So it makes it, it's still accessible. Let me throw it back to Edgy and then Sid. Yeah, you guys.
I think what I was thinking was, what I was going at was, if everybody, let's say a few designers like you and other people have a dedicated presence in Mispoke, I'm thinking that you'll be able to find these styles that you like. I think in that way it's rudimentary, in the sense that in Africa we can actually use it. But then that was my understanding. So
yes, to
so
make
it's a good question to get from Liz too, because I need clarifications on my end too.
Yeah, that's good, Edgy. We're on the same.
So,
we're on the same page.
And that's another. Thing that works in our favor, Francesca, Edgy, and Liz, is that we are in our embryonic state, right? While we are picking up some worldwide exposure, like being on online with you guys now, we created an algorithm for our homepage, which is all of these apps and software all have a homepage, right, where you get your news feed or your current content and your most up-to-date content. We on Mispo call that billboard because Francesca is a walking billboard in Lisbon, and Liz is a walking billboard in Joburg. So billboard is our home, okay? Our logic on billboard, Liz, specifies us showing you content 100% of the time that you want to see. Mm-hmm. Now, that means when you log in, we ask you to pick up to 5 brands that you love to wear, stylize, and accessorize.
Yeah.
Then we will show you content based on the people you follow, and we will show you content only on the brands you tag in your content. So now, one precursor to this is that I think the 4 of us on this call may need to, add some very, very, top 10 brands out of Portugal and out of Joburg and out of Nairobi, let's say. Yeah? So we'll probably need to do that because the minute you log in, we're going to say, look, give us the brands you love to wear and are inspired by. Then we'll say, do you like to follow Edgy? Follow Edgy. And would you like to follow Francesca? So we are serving you a community, Liz, 100% of the time, mm-hmm. based around things that speak volumes to you from a fashion standpoint. So the difference on Instagram is this, is that Instagram gets in trouble probably every 6 months when people start complaining, like, why are you giving me this ad data and information on Rolex when I only wear Seiko watch?
Mm-hmm.
Because Instagram has to make sure that Rolex is happy. The difference on me,
it's
100% fashion based. There is no picture of last night's lion trekking in the Serengeti, right? Which is a lovely thing. I'm not moving away from it. It's a life. It's a journey. It's an item on my journey, a lifelong journey list. So there is no picture of my best friend in front of a lion in the Serengeti. It could be my best friend in the Serengeti wearing Miu Miu sandals or a Moschino purse, but not the picture of the Serengeti.
Mm-hmm.
So, but more importantly, it's your friend who you value and trust, who is helping you stylize and accessorize.
Hmm.
Sorry to belabor mm-hmm. that, but it's a very important piece for me. Once we have the brands that speak to Francesca, Lisbon, Nairobi, Joburg, or for that matter, you could be in Soweto, right? If there is mm-hmm. fashion designers coming out of Soweto and they have a .com, we are eager to help them because we can give them a voice that they never had before.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Edgy, I have, and I'll be frank with you guys, I take my son to school in about 2 minutes, so I have about 2 more minutes. I'm sorry.
I think it's beautiful.
No, that's fine.
Yes. I think it's beautiful because I feel like this is an option that has been offered for us to actually take advantages, especially as brands, on a whole different business model, which obviously is also, it's cost effective, it's accessible because the world's relocated online. And it really seems like a very great space to, to connect with. Who are your competitors? Who are Mispoke's competitors? Some of Mispoke's competitors, and that's something else I just thought it'd be interesting to know who else is.
To me, it's not the app world. It's the Neiman Marcus of the world, the malls of the world. But again, I don't believe in competition. If you were to ask me, I would say it's U.S. malls.
You know, it's been so great having you, and I know there's now pressure because you got to go in a minute now because we just spoke for another minute.
Thank you.
So I think
to make questions.
Okay, I think we can always talk about everything later. Yeah, but I think the most important thing, Sid, is thank you for joining us on the show and just like really,
thank you.
There's a lot of silence because we are sucking in information. However, how can our listeners connect with you? Please just share your website or whatever it is where our listeners can.
Mispoke.com, or they can write us directly at sid@mispoke.com. But And then I'm happy to come on again, Liz. My little guy's arrived, and I've got to get him to the school.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Please say thank you to your audience.
Yes. Thank you. So, Edgy and Francisca.
Yeah.
It's almost wine time, but I would love us to just share some final. Some insights from you as well.
For me, like that was this was the very reason I wanted everybody to hear about it, because technology is defining the way people buy, but it's also defining it in a different way. Like where before, as a designer or as a retailer, you just focus on how you can get your customers into your store, into your door. But it doesn't work that way. It's not working that way that much right now. Because even as a designer, as a manufacturer, I see myself going direct to consumer. And now that is changing. So I think for Africa, it's so important. It's just the social media is huge. So if we can take advantage of it,
yes,
you don't really need to spend so much money on advertising and have a big store just to move traffic to you. Even if there's only 1% population where you are that is savvy, that is a good 1%, and it will continue to grow. And just so it's nice to be aware of all of these technologies, because by the end of the day, this is the way that we're going to buy.
And I think also, like you said, it's now, like I said, the silence is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, because there's a lot of information that Sid has shared that gets our brains just, on a rush. And the truth is, one of the things I've really picked, I think my highlight from this show today is, as long as you have a social media following, you have your power. That's your power. If you have that retail, if you're on social media, you have power already. And if you have that retail power, obviously, you're on social media. Now it's about how, I think, we're not going to do part three.
Conversion.
It's how do you convert that, that presence online into sales? Because what else do we need? Francisca, what are your parting shots on this topic today? And just his input on what Miss Book is doing as well.
So, I'm thrilled. I admit you. Yes. I made the login in the application, and I think it's amazing. It turns more and more immediate the approach with the final product. And from a practical and economical point of view, it will turn also cheaper the final product.
Because
pulling the facial the trade agents, for instance, or the shop costs, it will be resumed in costs of a promotion. Mm-hmm. To create an appealing brand. And all the operational costs that are necessary, but not the final costs of a fashion product, even in luxury, will be not increased by that kind of chain passages you need
to know, in the traditional space. I think this is one of the benefits of all of digital commerce is that it has actually brought prices lower for the consumer, because the chains are reduced. You know, it reduces the chains, the supply chains for the goods, and once you eliminate the wholesaler, I mean, the wholesaler is dead on this side. I don't know how it is in Africa and in Europe. I can't really say. But for the U.S., the wholesaler is like on his last legs. So that is a big money.
This process has literally eliminated the wholesaler. It doesn't matter which part of the world you're in.
Yeah.
Because what's... The product is going straight to the consumer. What else is coming in between? What's the role? What other role is left between the product and the consumer? Seriously.
Yeah, we are all walking stores now. We don't need to go to I don't know, to a mall, you know. If you're a retailer and you're walking store, so long as you can reach your people.
Yeah. I want to say that in Africa, what I can also say just out of observation, out of being here, is it's coming and it will flip too, and we will adapt and move on to that, but the African consumer is still happy to go to the mall, I'm telling you. They're still ready to go to the mall. I can tell you,
Liz and Edgy, I can tell you that from a personal perspective, I work in a company that is mainly of an agency, a trade agency. The trend is already this in Europe. Wholesalers are not anymore so strong as was before, as mm-hmm. were before, because we traders, we agents, make the connections between the final customer mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. fabricant mm-hmm. and the producer. Mm-hmm. So the producers, I have to tell you also this, are always and always more structured to make stockage and to deliver and to follow in detail the final consumer.
It's so very true.
I can say that the wholesaler is an old format.
And also, can I say something, Liz, about the store experience?
Sure.
So what amounts to store experience in digital is a company like Meespook. So when your consumers can interact, that is their store experience. That is their virtual store experience. And then they're adding like virtual fittings where there are mirrors that are actually, when you touch a garment, it's you can preview it with your own image on the screen. You know, all of these are your experiences now. It's like walking into the mall, but it's a digital thing, you know. But it's getting really interesting.
You know, it's been a beautiful topic, and I think, like I said, it's a topic, yeah. When we started the show, you guys remember me saying, we'll never finish talking about this, because as long as the evolution is happening, it's always happening, and there's always something, and everything is evolving and changing so quick. And I think that for me, my experience today and the conversation today has been very informative, and I hope that also the world is listening. I hope that Africa is also tuned in. For those of you who are tuned in, I think it's also just time to just kind of check and see, you know, where you are, and also just check and see that, you know, maybe we are so caught up on your brick and mortar, but there are other ways. And I always say, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Some people say they do, but mine is don't put them all. Somebody else said put them all and just make sure they don't crack. But, you know, however way you want to do it, evolution is here. Adapting to this evolution, I think, is the best way to operate in this space. So
it's vital.
So I think for me, let's just go to a glass of wine, because that's that mm-hmm. time. It's wine time. and then let's talk about who you want to dress and why. And I think we're going to start with Francisca today.
Today, I would like to dress the Lupita Nyong'o. Mm-hmm. That is a true beauty. Mm-hmm. It's an authentic, amazing beauty.
And why?
Because she's a pure beauty. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay. okay.
The connection is not great today.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that's cool. Edgy, who do you want to dress and why today?
Well, I would like to dress this guy I see every day in the news that just pisses me off because he doesn't dress very well. He's the press secretary for Trump, Sean Spicer. Looking just a nice, close-fitting jacket, you know? Nice, close-fitting suit that actually doesn't look like a bag.
Please dress President Trump too, please, Edgy. I think just dress them both.
No, that guy.
Because like, if I see President Trump's big fat tie one more time, I'll fall over. But you know, it's just too much. Too much is going on.
What are you? And who are you going to dress today?
I think today I want to dress supermodel Iman.
Ooh.
Because I know I wanted to dress her, I think, 2 years ago, but it's okay. It's a year later, so we can always do a repeat. But I want to dress her because I think she's just the epitome of, like, just beauty and beauty from the inside out. And just, I mean, this woman is a gazelle. She's, and even after the passing of her husband, you know, her late husband, you know, you look at her, and I remember just now I went away to drink wine in Stellenbosch, and we were arguing with the younger boys, the millennials, Edgy and Fran. The millennials were arguing with me about who's hot, and they're like, no, little Iman. I'm like, no, guys. I was like, old Iman. No, little Iman. So, but I think Iman's hot, and I would love to dress her, and I think she looks stunning in my pieces. But I think that's
I'm siding with the millennials.
Edgy, I'm gonna take you on a checkup. No, Francisca, we're gonna take Edgy on a checkup. Seriously, a serious medical checkup. But in the meantime, now I just want to thank you guys for joining in and for your contributions. And these are really serious conversations. And I hope that for those who tune in as well, you can apply these to your day-to-day fashion businesses, and obviously see your businesses evolve in a better and bigger way. Like we said, if you have a social media following, you have the power, and let's just find a way of how to convert it into sales. Otherwise, for those who are tuned in, this is the Fashion Lab radio show. We hold it here every Thursday from 2 to 3 Central African time. Francisca, thank you for joining us. Edgy, thank you for joining us. And we will connect again next week. And we are on www.fashionlabafrica.com. Peace and love until next week.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.